Madam Chair, the Convention on the Rights of the Child attaches importance to the positive obligation of states to register every child at birth as a fundamental means to individual to enjoy the rights, which may imply intersectionality factors. The Inter-American Court of Human Rights, in the case of Iambosiko sisters, underscored the difficulties of girls of foreign background to obtain their birth certificates. In the Brazilian experience, clusters of indigenous children face obstacles in obtaining birth registration, which would enable them to further enjoy rights. CIMI has cooperated during the last decade with the Federal Public Defender's Office in order to ensure that every indigenous child is registered. Although recognizable efforts were taken, our estimate, for example, is that 30% of the Guarani Kaiowá children remain unregistered. Other factors, such as the lack of registration of the parents themselves, their far locations, and the existence of lands close to border areas, compound to the situation of de facto statelessness. The situation worsens with the harsh fiscal policies adopted in Brazil, which poses a ceiling of social spending for 20 years, posing threats to increase efforts to reach out to the indigenous children still unregistered. In this context, CIMI asks whether the Special Rapporteurs on the Rights of Minorities has had the occasion to deal with austerity measures in the context of social policies, in reaching out to populations in order to ensure rights, including birth registration. If so, Mr. Rapporteur, could you share some of your relevant experience and the ways forward to overcome this challenge? Thank you.